Watcher, it's Mike Wynn welcoming you to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start gently with In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. A rare, very rare appearance for tenorist Karen Sharp on our show. I saw her live just a week or so back, and she was on fine form, so I fished out an album of hers, Till There Was You, recorded at Doe Studios in Kent, Jan 2002. I enjoyed this album so much, I chose another CD of hers to finish off this week's show. Yes, we heard the Hillard Mann classic In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Richard Buziaskiewicz on piano, John Day bass, Matt Fishwick drums. Karen on tenor, of course. Humphrey Littleton adds some words of praise in the liner notes. Karen was in Hump's band for 4 years. Listen up. This next band is called An Ensemble. Ooh. And that was indeed the Elmo Hope Ensemble. Elmo wrote that song, Ecstasy. This Chiaroscuro LP is entitled Hope from Rikers Island, which is where St. Elmo Sylvester Hope had just been released after serving time for drug offences. He was a very, very heavy heroin user and died in December 67, just 4 years after this album was recorded. He was still only 43. A hard bop pianist, he'd played with many of the big names. Rollins, Chet Baker, Jackie McLean, who was a good friend of both Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk. But heroin interfered with his career on a very regular basis. Much of his best work was in piano-based drums trios. Leading his own sextet was unusual for him. Lawrence Jackson, trumpet, Freddie Douglas, alto, John Gilmore, tenor, Ronnie Boykins, bass, Philly Joe Jones, drums. And next, a very, very famous song, maybe even alongside Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. Edith Piaf's Non, Je ne regrette rien is one of the all-time great songs. Tina May can sing it almost as well as the French chanteuse herself.
Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. Tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. ne regrette rien. C'est payé, balayé, oublié. Je m'en fous du passé. Avec mes souvenirs, j'ai allumé le feu. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours et tout leur trémolo. Balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours et tout leur tremolo. Balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro.
Tina May saw her recently as well, always a joy. Tina studied at University College Cardiff, in Wales, obviously, and part of her course involved her living in Paris, where she studied and became a professional singer. She is totally bilingual, so yes, she's entitled to make this album. Tina May sings Piaf, celebrating a legend. This 33 Jazz CD was recorded at Red Gable Studios in 2010-ish, and it's an all-female group. Nikki Iles, long-term collaborator with Tina on piano, Karen Street, the all-important accordion, and Julie Walkington, bass. I've seen Tina live in churches, pubs, clubs, and she is always a delight to see. Catch her live if you can. Next, funky piano, but lovely alto. an overly complicated LP title. The Reuben Brown Trio featuring Richie Cole, Alto Madness, Starburst. Richie Cole often called his group Alto Madness, but to further confuse, so did Jackie McLean. So I guess we've worked out that Richie Cole was on alto, Reuben Brown electric piano, so that just leaves Marshall Hawkins bass and Bernard Sweetney drums. Recorded at Track Recorders, Silver Spring, Maryland, June 76. That was a Reuben Brown original, Night of the Dawn. It was actually my second choice song from this album. My chosen track, with a rather lovely title, One Less Bell to Answer, clicked a few times, more times than I thought you'd want to hear. This next lineup is Bass Vibes Drums. So they call the LP Bass Vibes Drums. That LP clicked as well. It's spotlessly clean, but just noticed it's warped. Sorry about that. There's me studiously cleaning the chosen track, but not thinking to see if it's a flat surface. It's not. Quite bent out of shape, in fact. We'll check more in future. The leader of this trio is Frankie Brown, drums, his brother Martin, bass, and Fred McCoy, vibes. Recorded in LA, 1960. Apologies for that poor quality. It was their one and only album as well, but not their fault that it was warped. We heard Monk's Well You Needn't, or almost did. I'm guessing that this is the first time you've heard the song Onion Bottom. Thank you. This Pacific Jazz LP is entitled Meet Mr. Gordon and subtitled Bob Gordon Plays the Compositions and Arrangements of Jack Montrose. I would describe that as perfect straight-ahead jazz. Bob Gordon, baritone. Jack Montrose, not content with writing and arranging, also played tenor. Paul Moore, piano. Joe Mondragon, bass. And Billy Schneider, drums. Recorded in Hollywood, May 54. And yes, that was Onion Bottom. Now, a brand new vinyl album by Avishai Cohen. Brand new Razdaz LP, although recorded 10 years ago, September 2007, at the Nilento Studio in Stockholm. A totally relaxed recording. The Avishai Cohen Trio were touring Europe and just popped into the studio and played their normal stage set. All the compos are by Cohen. We heard Seattle, Cohen on bass, Shai Maestro on piano, Mark Guiliana drums. The album is called Gently Disturbed. It's Ellingtonia time, and a rare recording, as a leader that is, by the longest-serving Ellingtonian. Thank you. and a very different arrangement of Jeepers Creepers. You wouldn't need many fingers to count the number of albums made by baritone supremo Harry Carney as a leader. Yes, he was on many of the small group recordings, subsets of the Ellington Band, but almost always under another person's leadership. This rare Carney as leader album, Rock Me Gently, is also unusual, as it features arrangements, and mainly compositions, by the Brit Kenny Graham. Most Ellingtonians, when recording, stuck to, or close to, the Ellington Band book. This was recorded in Carney's hometown of Boston, September 1960. With the exception of Rollins Griffith on piano, all the other musos are from the Ellington Band. Ray Nance on trumpet gets most of the solo work on Jeepers. Willie Cook and Ed Mullins are also in the trumpet section. Booty Wood trombone, Paul Gonzalez tenor, Aaron Bell bass, and Sam Woodyard drums. Plus, the young man who joined the Ellington Band in 1926 and stayed until the end and beyond, Harry Carney, baritone. So hopefully now you're ready for this. Fear not, though, I'm only playing you a couple of minutes of this long, long track. I faded that in and faded it out, as 3 minutes seem to be on the very edge of human endurance. Nobody knows the trouble us people is done seen. Grammatically also on the very edge of human endurance. It purports to show us the transition from Amen to Right On and On and On. Rufus Harley is the leader on bagpipes and also gives a sermonette at the beginning of this number. I promise you, you're better off without it. And there was also much, much, much more baby noises at the beginning. Bill Mason on organ, Larry Langston percussion. Rufus also double dips on electric soprano sax. Recorded 72. But within all that noise was a real funky groove. Can you possibly have too much of a groove, I wonder? Here's a much underrated pianist, Ronnie Matthews. the title song of a Red Record LP, Song for Leslie, written by the leader and pianist on this Bologna March 1980 recording, Ronnie Matthews. That's Matthews with only one T. This is three quarters of the Johnny Griffin Quartet at that time. Matthews, Ray Drummond on bass and Kenny Washington drums. Matthews, by the way, was the jazz messenger with Art Blakey in the 60s. There are no liner notes on this Italian LP, so I don't know who Leslie is. We played Joe Fuchs last week, and I mentioned she'd been very ill with Bell's palsy for close on 2 years. Let's enjoy something from her return to good health.
Thank you.
This album is billed as the Joe Fuchs Al Nichols Quintet, both of them on tenor. That was Horace Silver's song, The Preacher, Ted Beamont piano, Val Mannix bass, and Buster Birch drums. Recorded August 2015 in Dulwich. Welcome back, Joe. This may seem truly odd, as our second song this week was Tina May's version of Non, je ne regrette rien. Well, our second from last, our penultimate, I should say, is also a version of that famous song. August 2014, and a duet album by the French guitarist Sylvain Luc with accordionist Richard Galliano, who is silent on Non, je ne regrette rien. This album is all of songs associated with Edith Piaf. It's our closing time, I'm afraid, so it's the last one. Karen Sharp again, this time with Robert Fowler. They're reprising the songs associated with the famous duo of tenorists Zoot Sims and Al Cohen. And on the track I've chosen, the joint leaders play clarinet on Two Funky People, recorded Red Gable Studio, London, Jan 2009, with Robin Asplund piano, Jeremy Brown bass, and Matt Holm drums. Thank you. As ever, really hope you've enjoyed the show, enough to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.